This is Dr. Brian Casey again with an installment in the reading of the text of Revelation in the World English Bible Version. We pick up now with chapter 2, the beginning of the letters to the specific churches or assemblies. Chapter 2, verse 1. To the angel of the assembly in Ephesus write, He who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, says these things. I know your works, your toil, your perseverance, and that you can't tolerate evil men, and have tested those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and found them false. You have perseverance, and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I am coming to you and will move your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of my God. To the angel of the assembly in Smyrna write, The first and the last, who was dead and has come to life, says these things. I know your oppression and your poverty, but you are rich. And the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and they are not, and are a synagogue of Satan. Don't be afraid of the things which you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have oppression for 10 days. Be faithful to death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. He who overcomes won't be hurt by the second death. To the angel of the assembly in Pergamum write, He who has the sharp two-edged sword says these things, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. You hold firmly to my name and didn't deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas my witness, my faithful one who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to throw a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. So you also have some who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans in the same way. Repent, therefore, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows but he who receives it. To the angel of the assembly in Thyatira write, The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished brass, says these things. I know your works, your love, faith, service, patient endurance, and that your last works are more than the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate your woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. She teaches and seduces my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her into a bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great oppression, unless they repent of her works. I will kill her children with death, and all the assemblies will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But to you I say, to To the rest who are in Thyatira, as many as don't have this teaching, who don't know what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I don't lay on you any other burden. Nevertheless, that which you have, hold firmly until I come. He who overcomes, and he who keeps my works to the end, to him will I give authority over the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron, shattering them like clay pots, as I also have received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. And to the angel of the assembly in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says these things, I know your works, that you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and establish the things that remain, which were ready to die, for I have found no works of yours perfected before my God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Keep it and repent. If, therefore, you won't watch, I will come as a thief, and you won't know what hour I will come on you. Nevertheless, you have a few names in Sardis that did not defile their garments. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will be arrayed like this in white garments, and I will in no way blot his name out of the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one can shut, and that shuts and no one opens, says these things. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which no one can shut, that you have a little power and kept my word and didn't deny my name. Behold, I give of the synagogue of Satan, of those who say they are Jews and they are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that which is to come on the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. I come quickly. Hold firmly that which you have, so that no one takes your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go out from there no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To the angel of the assembly in Laodicea write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the head of God's creation, says these things. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have gotten riches and have need of nothing, and don't know that you are the wretched one, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may see. As many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will give to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. It's the end of chapter 3 and the end of the 7 letters to the assemblies of churches of Asia. Till next time.